I used to have it make the room very, very dark and have people sitting farther away from me. And I'd use those inhalers and exhalers, and I'd call someone that was a spirit seance. And I had spirits talking to me. And all these voices would come and talk and tell me about the other side and things like that. Because I use aha, ehe, ehe, oho, ooh, ooh, I talk in that voice, ehe, I talk in that voice, hi, hi, I talk in that voice, ehe, I talk in that voice, oho, aha, oho, and him. So you see, I'm male. But I can go into female the same way if you practice.
Yeah.
So you see that those are different things. Now, then you'll begin to learn to work with your throat only. And once you learn to work with your throat, by these exercises, you will become more conscious of that door. Now you have three sets of lips. This set here. This set behind the teeth. Also the throat here. Then there are also another set here, which you don't know, you'll work into it, fall into it later on by the exercises. Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo, put your way down here. Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo, you're doing it from here to this one. How you're doing it up here. Oh-ho, you're doing it up there. You'll learn that and you'll sense it. By you doing it, working with nature instead of against nature, okay? Don't force nature and don't drive nature, because then you're freezing a thought. You're making a determined thing. You see, like if I say to you, say the letter A and don't move your lips, well, you're freezing a determined order or a command or a suggestion. Now, what you're doing, you're also splitting a thought. Because I say the letter A, do not move your lips. So you got to split. You got to think of A and also still lips. So you're splitting the thought in two. Also freezing both. With determination and purpose and aim. All right. Now, when you got to that stage where you could find where the letters hit, I can show you here where it quite writes up where the letters hit, all the different letters in the mouth, where the tongue is. You use the tongue and the heel of the tongue and also down here. Now, there is a door here, like when you're coughing. Now, you stop something in there. And you practice that for a while. You can practice the inhaling. Now what? Well, how you can do that? You did the same thing with the train imitation.
Yeah.
And whisper. You see how that leads you into it?
Mm-hmm.
First you do this a train imitation, a tugboat, because that's jerky. So you try to do it with force out a tone. And don't try to talk inwardly, audibly tone.
No.
That won't work. All right, now if you did it in inhalant, with a whisper, you can't do it so fast inwardly. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And this way you can do it faster. You can do it faster. Mm-hmm. Now when you know that, you learn that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, when you practice, pitch one tone. Ha, ha, ha. From the beginning you won't catch it. And then you rest because you know you're going to hold air and put pressure from the inside and hold it tight there. Like you take a balloon and you hold it at the neck. And you squeeze hard, and you let go a little bit, begins to make a noise like those balloons that you blew. Yeah. And had a reed on there. Accordion. Now, I'm describing the whole thing from beginning slowly. Uh, That isn't that flaming mill. Now, the next one is just pick aha the same way, but you go gradually into it. Don't go away because you got one tone right away, go for other tones. You just squeeze there, not too tight. Because the tighter you do, you won't get it at all. You almost know just exactly how kind of a pressure to put on there, in here. Now, you go to air. I can stop the machine. We continue with any inhalant gives you a different pitch.
Yeah.
You see, like it did in your voices?
Right.
So now you try it first. That's one method. That's one method. You see? Now, there's another secret method. It's when you're sitting on the toilet and you've done it, but you never noticed it. You catch that voice, but you never used it. Did you know that?
No.
You tried to sell, you tried to voice yourself, did you? You went this way. Right? Well, that's it. You're beginning to use it. Right? Another one. That's another method. Now, the other method, someone's going to punch in the stomach. You can do it. Then you got to put another plate. That's the punch part, the phone. It's a punching tone, what I call the punch in the stomach. Right? Don't squeeze too tight up there. All right. Now the next one, the lift tone. Well, you're going to lift something. You practice it. The lift tone. When you lift.
Today.
That sounds like somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy don't know you went to look at, they'd be looking around. You see a couple of guys looking at you. So you sit by the window in the dark night, and your window's open, or you're just sitting down reading the newspaper.
Hello, George. Hello,
Frank.
What are you doing?
You're just reading the newspaper. The other people listening are looking around.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't give it away.
Yeah.
You see? Now. You have the freight train at the racket, I mean the tremolo. You get into the distant voice through the tremolo. If you can't get you through the distant voice through the tremolo, then you do the toilet gag. If you can't do the toilet gag, you do the functionist stomach approach. If you can't get it that way, try the lift thing. You see?
Mm.
Or you do the cough. Now you got 4 or 5 measures to find it. Now, we're going to try to just see if I can get you to do it. You take not too much air through the nose. Through the nose. And get it through. There it is. Now sing La 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 is the dead voice. No, make it funny. No, you're singing it to your nose. No, don't say too much. And keep it back there. Don't bring it to the front. No, you've got to be lost. It. Now, wait a minute. Right, relax. Relax a minute. Do it just one this way. Just that way. Well, keep on doing it. No, you don't do it like you're going to vomit. Don't do it like you're going to vomit. Now, just keep your tongue against the roof. Do it that way. You feel it? Okay, now stop it. You learn to sing that way and get one note, only one note. Leave it there, and then just... That's enough. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
You see how you get it? Now, take it easy, though. Don't go away and go try to fool people right away and try to do things.
Very much.
No. No, because it makes you faint. And it makes you strain. Don't fool too much. Now... When you learn that, then you learn this. Gotta be careful, it takes blood over there.
Yeah.
I sometimes do it on one breath. I got to do it on one breath. If I take breath, I spoil it. Okay, now, I think you got that arm there.
You
where you can go and say heavy weight lifting. You can pick up 30, 40 pounds and 50 pounds with effort. But if you go over there, you strain your back or you wrench your back and you don't know how to pick up a weight. But I said, if you train yourself and develop your muscles to pick up 60, 70, and 80 pounds, you train and train. And I'll say sometimes that some people are champions. But why they're champions? Because they know how to develop those muscles. That's the same thing with ventriloquism. You've got to develop those muscles to do it. Otherwise, you can't do it. Now, I got to do this. I did it. The best way to do it is on one breath. I don't know whether I can do it or not. I'll try it. Control. You see, I had to take breath, and then if I did take breath, I had to readjust those muscles for that same pitch, otherwise it wouldn't work. You see? Now, an easy one is to do the fly, you see? And you're just a hum. Do that with one breath. You see? Now, there are many other imitations. It's a telephone conversation, which you've seen me do, and there are other imitations. But you can't go into them immediately. I see what it's doing to me. It's making me hoarse and tired. You see, now, because the muscles are thick and swollen. You see, if they weren't delicate, they wouldn't be swollen. They wouldn't be thick. You see, I could do a lot of that, and I used to do sing songs and everything else that way. Years ago, when I was a kid, that's what I was training myself for, distant voices. Now, when I did it from the beginning, I wouldn't do it too much. I'd get one voice or one note. And then I'd get it softer, make it go like it sounded farther away. Set the machine up and try to see what effect it had. Shut it off. Recording, that's right. Now you got the idea?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, from the beginning, you try this way. You'll catch it. Now, this goes from the ventriloquial voice to the vocal voice. I get it in the hum first, here. You see? It goes back here. You see that door open? Ah. and using that from the vocal to the it's in the mag there. That's where you got to learn how to control it. Once you get used to it, you're okay. But don't try to be perfect right at the first day because you get a tone. Get a tone. Nurse that tone. Because you got to develop that muscle slowly. You can't, that muscle won't grow in a day. A flower won't grow in a day. You can't develop the thing in a day. You see? But you're getting the honest, truthful. This is the first time I ever told it. First time in my life. And I'm not kidding. The first time I ever recorded it. So you got all the approaches. You see? You got the cough, you got the punch, you got the sit, the toilet seat, and you got the vibration, the vibrato, what do you call it, vibration? You vibrated into it. You see? So you got four or five methods of getting, like somebody's going to punch you. It's a punch and tone. Huh? You'll get that later. You'll find it. And then when you lift, you got it up there. You see? You'll find it in different positions. So you've got them and you learn to do the punch way. And talking from here. I was supposed to, but it isn't. It's stuff all done here. But you got this air from here doing this. Then the lift, you got.
There you are. You're up in here now. You're coming up here. You see, you're coming over there now. Isn't it down there? You're not supposed to be different. All right, I'm up here. I'm down here.
You see?
You have pressure up.
Different places. Then when you're sitting down on the seat, you see? But you can discover him right away. Okay? Now, I shut it off now because maybe you'll...
Always work that with a phone because the illusion is not so good. And always, never, never do anything... never do anything... never do anything without the proper surrounding, a proper opportunity. That's working, okay. I better take a look, Harry. Okay, there. I'll put it over there. Is it working? And recording?
Right.
Okay, there. Now I got it over there. Another position. Okay?
That's right.
All right. Now, we have a trick here. This is a secret number. And this is what happens. You see? Now that'll keep on ringing. Because of the secret number. You see? Somebody will go and answer, there's nothing there. It's dead. Now, I listen to that sound. Got it?
Yeah.
They learn that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah. Perfect.
You see? So the telephone is disengaged. Now, I do this way.
Straight name, please. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Hello.
George there?
Who do you want, George?
Yeah.
Oh, you want George?
Yeah.
Hold the wire, yeah.
What?
Hold the wire.
Why?
He's a bad crew.
What you doing?
Playing cards.
What?
Playing cards.
Are you playing cards?
Yeah.
Can you call him?
Yeah, hold the wire,
yeah. Yeah. Nothing much.
Got a call?
No.
Are you going to be busy tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
No, not very busy.
You're going
to be
busy tomorrow night? Well, I'm not doing anything. I ain't going to be tomorrow night.
He's
going to go there and see him on the building and see. Tell him the wire.
Hello. Hello. Hello,
Pat?
Yeah.
You got a call?
Yeah.
Are you going
to
be busy tomorrow night?
No.
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 No,
you're going to have to
be busy.
Come in, lady. Come in. We'll do it tomorrow. Come in. You just in time with demonstrating and giving some...
Yes, wait a minute. Now, when I'm recording here, this button is way over my feet. Now, here's where I do this. I get that flicker there. See, that flicker's kind of weak. You know, I don't make it too sharp because I'm going to be near this thing anyway. Now, when you get the phone, when you do the phone bit, you can put your own conversation in. And here I'm doing three voices. I'm doing the operator and then the two men at the other end. You see, in my voice being four voices. Now, this don't try immediately. Do the echo in the bottle because it's just a, you know. Ah! You know? And I can do this. I got the bottle, and I take dark bottle. It's more deceiving. And more impressive. Because the white bottle, they can see through it. But in the brown bottle, or the dark bottle, the imagination works. You see? So because of being dark, then they think that the echo is really in there. You see, now I'm putting this on the tape so you'll know. Now you know the sleeper imitation, you know the train imitation, you know the tugboat imitation, then you'll find other imitations later on, like hogs and frogs and things, because you're going to get a raspy voice and you'll know how to use a raspy voice. Now, in the telephone, you must have the telephone there because the solution is too weak if you do it by yourself without a telephone. Many people are going to say, well, imagine if you have a phone there and do it. I can't. It doesn't work right. It don't feel right. That's right, and it don't look that way. So when you do it, you do it. It says you go. Go ahead, main, please. Is George there?
What do you want, George?
Yeah.
Oh, you want George?
Yeah.
Hold the wire, will you?
Hold the wire?
Yeah.
Why?
Why, in the back room.
In the back room?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Playing cards.
Oh. Well, could you call him?
What?
Could you call him?
Well, wait till I see.
All right.
Hold the wire, will you?
Yeah.
George? Yeah.
Lester.
Lester?
Yeah.
What did you want? I came here, sir, only about insurance. Well, I didn't want any insurance.
You didn't?
No. Well, the man told me about you wanted insurance and all that stuff.
No, I didn't want it.
Oh, all right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. See? That's my relation. But you got your back to the audience, your back to us, and you can pretend any kind of voice that you like. Now, at home, downstairs, we had it in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and we had what we call a summer kitchen. And we had a big, 40-by-40 house. In the front part, we had a stove, and we had all the equipment for summer kitchen. And at the other end, we had the coal chute, and we had the electric plant with the coal electric light, which would burn 152 of those lights. And anytime you turn a button, the motor would go automatically, turn and give you light right away. And you wouldn't have to do anything. You just regularly turn the button on, you get your light. And also had the wires strung to the barns and the houses and the sheds and things, so I could get light anywhere. And then I also had, years ago, we had homebrewers to make homebrew there. Well, all the people would come there, company would come, we'd go downstairs, we'd go downstairs in the summertime, because I'd be home in the summertime, all the company would be downstairs. The children would be down there, the adopted children I had, they'd be down there. And upstairs also had a kitchen and a dining room and a big living room and a library and everything else up there, piano and all that. And a regular home-like thing. So, one afternoon, I go upstairs, and through the floor you can hear. You see?
Yeah.
You can hear through the floor because there's a wooden floor covered with a carpet. You can hear. And also the stairway was open and you could hear also. So I would imitate some farmer that came in and wanted to cut the hay off the land, you see, off the field. And then I'd imitate the Swede. I'd imitate the dialect of the Swede and also other people. And come in and I'd say, well, how are you, Mr. Olson? What did you come up here to see me for? Yeah, I come to see you. I could get the hay off the field if I could cut it, if you don't mind it. I said, well, all right. He says, and I don't think anyone else asked, but I'll have to ask my wife if anyone asked for it. And if they didn't, why, you can have it. Yeah, I come and cut it next week, and if I don't know how to do it, if you want to let me know, I could come and cut it next week. I said, well, all right, if you want to do that, I'll let you know. I'll call you up. Because they had little phone numbers. I'll call you up. Yeah, all right, goodbye. Goodbye. So after a little while, the kid had come up and say, who was here? I said, Mr. Olson, he wanted to cut the hay. Oh, where is he now? He looked out. I said, well, he drove off in his car. He came up here too late to see it. So I didn't hear the car. I said, well, he didn't hear him. Maybe he didn't listen. So then he drove. He didn't go downstairs, you see. Then after a while, somebody else has come up. You know, maybe, hey, Mr. Hector. Yeah, what is it? You got any eggs to sell? He said, no, I have no eggs. I said, all the eggs went to the market this morning. I said, my wife took them down this morning to the grocer downtown. And you got any butter? I said, no butter either. Well, I still bet. I'm looking for some butter and I want to get some eggs and I don't want to go downtown all the way. Maybe you have some. I think I'll go. I'm going to see you, what's the name, McDonald's across the way. Yeah, they may have some eggs. I'm going to see them. Okay, I said, all right. Bye. So the kid comes up again. He says, who is that? I said, Kubish. He said, well, what is he? I said, it just went there. He says, there wasn't hardly anybody there. He says, don't tell nobody. Stay up here with me. So somebody else came. Then Jesse and my wife came. And then the other people, they snuck up there and they sat in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I didn't know that they were there. And I'm talking to Kubish and Olson came back and he says, well, I'll take the hay that anybody else takes. Then they come in and catch me, you know. And it's a big laugh. Well, that's what you can do. You learn. Get ideas. How to change your voices. Modulation. Now, then you come from this modulation of voices and things. You can do it outside just the same. You don't have to do the distant voice by opening the window and leaning out and talking to somebody. You do a modulated voice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so many of them want to do the distant voices. No good, it spoils it.
Yeah.
But at night, or in the woods someplace, you can make that voice in the woods sound way far away. Or out in the yard on a dark night, you can talk and all this.
Mm.
Or as you're walking along the street with someone and they don't know your ventriloquist, you know their name. I had a fellow walking down the depot with me, and I was up, and there's a stranger, and I was showing him where the depot was, and I said, he told me they were, he casually told me his name was George. So some guy's waving across the street, and I see him waving to somebody, I don't know who, and I said, hello.
Hey, George.
And he said, what is that? I said, there's a fellow waving. He said, I don't know this guy, he's not waving to me, and all this other stuff, see? Well, you can learn that, but you got to do it gradually. You got to learn it and know how to apply it. Okay, now that's modulation I'm talking to you about because I didn't put it down there. Now I put it down here. Now, if you want to cut off, I don't think you got enough for music here. No. Let me look at it.
When you've been developing a wonderful still lip, now if you practice slowly and carefully and nicely all by yourself in seclusion, and do all your exercises very, very slow. And the slower you do them, then your lip won't move at all. And be sure that you do it in front of a looking glass all the time and record your exercises on tape and play the tape over and over again, and you will find that you can improve your speech by listening to the defects and the mistakes that you make on the tape in your exercises. So I hope you do that. Now I'm going to listen to you again. Now as far as the figure voice is concerned, what I would like you to do, a little later on you will find that you can find voices in your inhalants and exhalant sounds. Like you have aha, so you're talking aha voice. Ehe, you're talking ehe voice. Ehe, you're talking ehe voice. Oh-ho, you're talking oh-ho voice. Ooh-hoo, you're talking ooh-hoo voice. Ehe, you're talking ehe voice. I hi, you're talking I hi voice. Oi, ehe, you're talking ehe voice. Oi hoi, you're talking oi hoi voice. Ow how, you're talking ow how voice. Oh ho, you're talking oh ho voice. En hen, you're talking en hen voice. Then I also showed you on the four tones by the hand, the singing, the da 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 da. And I explained that to you all in detail so you don't have to create or find a voice, because you can pick out 16 voices or 16 methods of picking out a voice for your figure, and you don't have to go nasal or you don't have to go throaty. And you can have a high pitch, the dummy can have, now when you go low, well the dummy talks in that voice, and he talks in that voice, he talks in the high pitched voice, and you talk down here, the low voice. And you know that the four tones, I explained it to you that the four tones, you can use any tone for the figure voice, and a natural and a human tone. So you won't have any trouble, but as long as you stick to your exercises and do your exercises, you'll have a voice for the figure like I showed you here when you were here. And you'll be kind of hard to hear if it's the right to anybody. You can hear once in a while. I don't come here as often as you did before. How are you talking about age? Forget your old age. I don't think of old age at all. I'm just keeping on going. I don't worry about it. The infinite force and the infinite power always keeps us going. So the least I think of my age, the better off I am. I like to kick around and I like to be lively. I like to be jolly. I like to be active. And don't think of old age. I want to live today. I want to live with the youngsters. I want to be with the youngsters. I want to be with life. I want to be not dissipation or anything like that, but the more you think of action and the more you think of doing something around, you forget your age. You don't think of old age at all. And I don't worry about it. And I just keep on going because as long as you take care of your health and as long as you eat right and sleep right and get all the rest you can be active all day long and it don't bother, because the work that you love is like play. And you know, I like to work from the time I open my eyes till the time I shut my eyes and I to do my work around here. Writing letters, answering cards, and recording tapes and teaching and all this other stuff. I'm having a hell of a good time around here. And I'm not,
I don't think of age at all. I don't think of being tired or anything. When I go to sleep, I lay down and I say my prayers, and I go to sleep, sir. I don't even know when I went to sleep and how quick I go to sleep. I just go to sleep, and boy, 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm up and kicking. I go take care of my home and take care of my breakfast and get my breakfast and eat. And if I don't eat at home in my apartment here, I go out and eat and have a breakfast, answer my mail, look over my mail, and bang, 10 o'clock comes and somebody's there ready for instructions and lessons. Sometimes I don't eat breakfast at all. You know that. A lot of times I don't eat till about 1 or 2 o'clock. And then I eat. I eat when I feel like eating. I feel when I'm hungry, I eat. If I'm not hungry, I don't eat. I get up in the morning, I take my hot water. I take my hot water and take care of my things when I get up and fix up my bed and all this other stuff and wash up and clean up and ready go to town. But at 10 o'clock, I'm already. And oftentimes, you used to, you know, I even slept till you came in. You remember? And it was good because I love my sleep. Boy, do I love to sleep. The more I work in the daytime, the better I can sleep at night. And then I sit up, you know, like I do. I sit up and watch the television till about 1, 2 o'clock. I go to bed sometimes at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up at 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I'm up. And I get all the sleep I need. I live easy. I live free. I don't worry about things. I don't care whether school keeps or not, and I'm happy. And that's the way to be. You know, it's always that way you can stay young. And you don't even feel age. You don't feel age at all. And you know, as you say, the youngsters, they pay no attention to them. I admire those youngsters. They do as they darn please. And they get along anyway. You see, the infinite force takes care of us. You don't have to worry about anything because, as I tell you, that we are the property of the Creator. And the Creator will take care of our property like you take care of your things. You take care of your plant, you take care of your shop, you take care of your employees and everything else. Well, your Creator takes care of you, and you just rely on the Creator and be in communion with Him, and your Creator will take care of you and give you plenty of time and be about your Father's work, and as long as you're about your Father's work, He'll take care of you. And if you take your time and do it slow, don't worry, your Father will take care of you better than you can take care of yourself, and He'll watch over you better than you can watch over yourself. And another thing, When you stop worrying and thinking you're better than your Creator, well, you'll be slipping. So let your Creator take care of you. Just rely on your Creator more, and the slower you work, the slower you work. You know that sign I told you about, stop, look, and listen on the railroad track. If we stop and think and then act, then we're more successful and happier. The slower I work, the better I work, and I can do a better job if I work slowly. And then I feel better. And if I do my exercises and do everything slowly, I can do it more perfect. Now, you're a good man. You're working slow, and you're taking your time, and you can do much better. And you can think more and think better. And that's the way I work. And the young element, you know, they don't give a darn. They live. Because I think they're more in tune with the Creator than you and I are, because we do a lot of worrying. I don't want to worry no more. I just want to live. And that way I can live happier and better.